USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban on Monday declared the war is over as they have taken Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. President Biden remains on vacation. U.S. congressional candidate from Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden, tells Fox News this is worse than the fall of Saigon in 1975.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I did two tours in Afghanistan in 2003 and 2009. And unfortunately, the Biden administration is redefining the word incompetence. You've got Secretary Blinken and Secretary Austin. They need to tenure their resignations right now. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Miley, he needs to go peel potatoes in the galley for about a month and then resign also. These folks' primary duty is to advise the President of the United States in diplomatic and military matters, and they abjectly failed that. The national security architecture of the United States of America is clearly broken right now.
President Biden is scheduled to return from vacation on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Biden administration on Monday will announce to the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the costs, some $20 billion annually, are unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. There's been a data breach at T-Mobile Cellular. Around 100 million people have had their personal data exposed to the Internet. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Vice First reporting claims of a data breach involving T-Mobile customers. The company says they're investigating a claim on an online forum which says the personal data of over 100 million users has been breached. T-Mobile saying we are aware of claims made in an underground forum and have been actively investigating their validity. The hacker telling Vice that the data came from T-Mobile's servers, including social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, and driver's license information. The hacker is reportedly holding some of the data for ransom.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to allow an estimated 1 million illegal immigrants into the United States, many infected with the coronavirus, Border Patrol agents are now being shot at. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News says the threats at the border will continue.
No, it actually happens more than we realize. And I actually patrolled that area back in 84 to 88, the Otay Mountain area. I was a Border Patrol agent in that same area, so I'm very familiar with the area. I was actually involved in the shooting way back then, right in that general area near Tecate. But that area is known for high trafficking. It's high human trafficking, high alien smuggling, and high drug smuggling. And what's happening right now, the cartels know that the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. They know backup is miles away because half the Border Patrol is processing family units and children. And they're smuggling a lot of drugs in the United States right now because they know half the Border Patrol is off the line. That's why we have over 90,000 fentanyl overdoses already this year. So they've been emboldened, and they're making a lot of money, and they're willing to take the risk and take on law enforcement because of the money they're making. But I'll say this, they're cowards because they more likely shoot from Mexico where they're protected by corrupt, you know, law enforcement, corrupt military, rather than standing in the United States because they'll be prosecuted to full extent of law in this country. It's unfortunate that I think it's going to happen more as they've been emboldened and they're moving more drugs. There's more incidents like this will occur.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.